Welcome to Breathe, a podcast with G Peoples. This is a podcast, yet an invitation to immerse yourself in the essence of being. A journey where each breath becomes a harmonious dance with the divinity that lives within us all. Here, we explore the intricate tapestry of existence, discovering what it means to truly be unconditionally, unabashedly, unapologetically. Wherever this finds you, whether it's your morning, whether it's your night, or the middle of your day, let this serve as your reminder to just pause and take a moment of stillness. Take a moment to step into presence. Let's all just exhale completely for a moment. And then take a deep inhale, watching the breath flow up through your belly into your chest. Hold it at the top for a moment. Feel where you are. Notice your inner landscape. And exhale, just releasing some gratitude. And before we really dive in, I just want you to take a moment, just close your eyes if you're not driving. If you're driving, just imagine with me, okay? But just see yourself on the beach. See yourself standing at the shoreline. And just watching the waves come and go. Right there at your feet. Imagine the breeze, what that feels like. Imagine your body being at ease. And as you inhale here at this shoreline, just imagine breathing in light, bringing in life and space within the breath. And as you exhale, releasing any tension, any stillness or heaviness from the body. And as you're at the beach, I want you to just imagine bending down there into the wet sand and just riding out any worries in the sand, any worries that you have. Any stillness, any energies or resentment, anything that you need to let go of, all the doubts that you've been facing lately, maybe all the unkind words people have been saying about you lately or to you lately, something that just keeps you unsettled before you go to sleep at night. Just write it out for a moment, listening to the waves, feeling the breeze, feeling the sand underneath your feet and in your fingertips as you write out all these things into the sand. Just carve it in there. And then once you're done, imagine seeing yourself stepping back and just allowing the water to wash up and take all of these worries, take all of these doubts, anything that doesn't serve you right now, anything that you need to let go of that you're just hanging on to. Anywhere in your body, just see the ocean waves coming up and washing them away. All of these worries dissolve into the water. Just imagine that feeling. Feeling that here in presence right now. Here in nature, we are reminded that not one thing exists alone. There's so many sounds around us, so many thoughts going on within us. But there's a beautiful world going on display just here for you. Nature's orchestra, right here at your fingertips, putting on a show for you. Take a moment to just see that. Thank you for doing that. Just a little quick meditation right there, you know, to drop us in. That's what this week has been about for me, you know, really stepping into presence, seeing the world around me, feeling the breeze, watching the trees dance, hearing the waves, I'm in LA, so hearing all the cars, the traffic, the sirens. It's funny, whenever I'm in meditation here and I just hear all this stuff going on, all of it just starts to blend into one noise just going on. The sirens stop being separate. The cars stop being separate. The breeze and the rain stops being separate. It's like a little gentle awakening period right there. Every time I'm in a meditation and all these noises are going on. But I think it's so beautiful just hearing life exist around me and realizing that I'm not separate from anything. If all I see is a reflection of me, what is my contribution to give to the world? It's me showing up and living in presence, taking in the world's beauty. Because, you know, it's so easy to stay stuck in my head, you know, because I'm not in the best position in life, you know, like I'm not exactly where I want to be. I'm grateful for everything that I have and all that I am right now, all the blessings in my life. But am I living my absolute dream life, you know, with everything I want, all of my desires in fruition right now? No, I'm not there yet. But, you know, there's so much hope in the struggle. And being in nature, being in presence is a reminder of all that hope. As you can see, I'm still very much so feeding off of the last episode where I read the This Is Us poem that I wrote, where I was talking about the voice of hope and the art. Life inspires art. And I was listening to this audiobook by Krista Tippett, and she features a conversation with Brené Brown on there. And these are two people that I highly recommend you just look into. Amazing women. But one of the things that they say is hope is a function of struggle. Hope is not an emotion. Hope is a cognitive behavioral process that we learn when we experience adversity, when we have relationships that are trustworthy, when people have faith in our ability to get out of a jam. And, you know, we really lose sight of the beauty in the struggle. The most beautiful things are coming out from things that I didn't think I would come out from underneath. And I know you might hear it all the time. Like, think of the most influential person in your life, the person that you find so much inspiration from. If you hear their story, you'll hear about the moments where they're at their lowest. And I really believe that the moments that make us are how we choose to show up when we feel that we've met our end. When we're in the dark abyss of our own mind or in our own world, but we still find a little glimpse of hope. Hope is brokenhearted on the way to becoming wholehearted. To live in that wholeheartedness, to live in that oneness and harmony of life. In the struggle, we find that. In the struggle is where so many of us are created. We're shown who we can truly be because we reach for something more. We're able to surrender in something more. And that ability to surrender, being so vulnerable to where you just give it all to God or just give it all to the universe. And you're just like, okay, I don't know what to do. I surrender. Just take it. Please help me get out of this. And then what do you know? Miracles start to happen. You know, something so beautiful about being at your lowest moment and just fully, wholeheartedly surrendering and then witnessing so many miracles into your life. It's so beautiful. And that's where the beauty lies in the struggle. Everybody on this planet is going through something right now. You know, in so many different ways. But another thing that I heard this week from Curly Nikki in her podcast was, don't let temporary circumstances make you think that you're not blessed. There's so many things that we have in our lives that we overlook, which is why I wanted us to kind of just take a moment and imagine ourselves at the beach. See yourself in nature. Look at the life around that we're truly blessed to live. And that's why this podcast focuses on the breath, the space between your inhale and exhale, where you truly just learn to be. Every breath is a blessing. And whenever we truly step out of our way and then just step into presence, that's whenever things just begin to unfold. The infinite possibilities continue to happen. And infinite opportunities continue to find you. So whenever you start to look at life this way, you start to really realize, wow, like, yeah, I may be struggling. I may not be where I am, but there's so many things that I can be grateful for. And then from there, delight continues to enter your life. Good things continue to unfold in your life. When you wake up with the attitude, not even waking up with the attitude, I don't always wake up with that attitude, but I take a moment to look in my inner world, to look at my inner landscape and be like, wow, why is it storming on the inside of me right now? Why do I not feel okay? I'm able to sit and look at these things and then start to bring some light in, start to plant some seeds in my inner world. And then I notice, you know what? There's some sunlight coming out through that cloud. I know it's a rainy day, but there's still so much hope there. And there's so much beauty in the rain. So throughout your day, throughout your life, really, may your breath be your anchor for presence. May your breath be your agent for change. When you breathe, notice that the body fills with energy, and you have the power to transmute that energy as it enters your body at any point in time. If there's stagnant energy, stillness, or heaviness, you can inhale life and space within each breath and allow it to cleanse you as you release, as you exhale. And I'll leave off with this, like one of the reasons why I love fitness and moving your body and then tying in meditation, mindfulness, and breathwork into all of it is because it is an opportunity to train your mind that the body is in the lead, that your soul is in the lead. By connecting with your breath, the vessel is going to be what determines and sets your emotional stage. When we breathe, it exposes our nervous system to different stressors that we haven't addressed. So in fitness, we're able to look at that. We're able to connect with our body and notice where we have a lot of energy stored. So whether we're running or doing yoga or working out in the weight room or doing Pilates, anytime we're connecting with our body and pushing ourselves, we're able to push past the edge where the mind tells us to stop, where the mind tries to tell you to slow down. You go past that edge and you will experience a new threshold, a new texture and state of being to thrive in. And it's one of the most beautiful things to see in other human beings whenever you're training them, whenever you're there with them in presence, in connecting with their body. So once again, may your breath be your anchor for presence, and may your breath be your agent for change. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for being here with me today, and I'm so excited for what lies ahead. So excited. Stay up to date about the new classes that I'm going to be offering very soon. You can follow me on Instagram at @g_peoples. I'm a meditation coach, mindfulness teacher, Pilates instructor, personal trainer, certified in cognitive behavior therapy, but I'm also a musician, a poet, and a writer. So many modalities, very multifaceted. So many things that I like to put art into, put my heart into, and simply just create, be a conduit to this co-creation that we're all here for. So I would love for you to connect with me, and I'd love to be here to walk along this journey through life with you. Thank you so much, and I'll see you next time on Breathe. I appreciate you. I believe in you, and I love you. Aham prema dhanyavad. Om.